Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Good morning to all the best people I know, and that would definitely be you wherever you are. We are so grateful to have you as part of our growing 45,000 people, positive people family. I'm telling you, I love us. We really help each other. It's just absolutely fabulous. And the guest we have today, you're going to be so grateful you joined us today. It took me a long time to get her with us because she's so big and famous, you know. But she's here with us, and you're going to meet her up close and personal, Susan Steinbrecher. Before I bring her on the air and get inspired to have a modern awakening in your business and your business of living, because that's what Susan's an expert in, I want to remind you that you can go to my website, Green Sky and Blue Grass, sign up for a monthly Mind Vitamin newsletter, and you'll get a listing of all of our great guests throughout the month. And you can listen to everybody 24/7 on iTunes for free. And a lot of you have told me you love that feature. You can put, you know, download it on your iPhone, walk in your dog, go out and listen and recycle these mind vitamins, and you're going to be happy and feeling great. So let me tell you, if you don't already know about Susan, you actually probably know her, and you don't even know that you know her, because you've probably seen her on Fox, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, Your Money. You might have read about her in Fortune magazine. She is really well respected in the industry. Today, you're going to have a rare opportunity to meet her up close and personal to get tips on awakening your soul and business in the business of living. Susan Steinbrecher, she's an internationally acclaimed businesswoman, executive coach, speaker, and she's also, of course, a best-selling author. She's president and CEO of Steinbrecher & Associates, Inc. She's a management consulting firm that provides professional development services in the areas of executive coaching, group facilitation, and leadership training, and leadership with heart, I might add. She's worked for and trained a number of major companies across the United States and beyond, so you can get more information on that at steinbrecher.com. So, Susan works, what does she do? She helps senior executives and their organizations develop and implement innovative, life-changing, and profit-building solutions to address the global and day-to-day challenges. Leadership, operations, human resources, training, Susan's involved in helping all of those areas in your business. Susan earned her bachelor's degree in applied arts and sciences from Southwest Texas University. She's also, no surprise, an honorary doctorate in hospitality management. She holds professional certifications as a master practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming. She's also a certified mediator and several 360 assessments. She's also certified in the HeartMath coaching system. And she's written a lot of books, but her newest bestseller is Kensho, and that is A Modern Awakening, Instigating Change in an Era of Global Renewal. And you want to go and sign up for her amazing newsletter. She has an amazing, fabulous, happy place website with a lot of resources and videos at Steinbrecher, steinbrecher.com. And it is a privilege and a pleasure to have you with us today, Susan. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, I really appreciate you sharing your shine. We've seen you on so many, you know, big national TV circuits that it's really great to have you in this venue where people can call in and ask you questions, and you can tell us, you know, some of the things that you always wish people asked you. So maybe the best way to start out is for you to describe to listeners what Kensho means and why you chose that for the title of your newest best-selling book.
Thank you. Now, Kensho, the word Kensho literally means awakening, or what I like to think of as gaining sudden insight. And I'll tell you the reason I felt like this book just needed to come out is that in my work as a leadership consultant and an executive coach, I find that cynicism exists whenever what I call there's a little dust on our eyes, and that blocks our ability to see what's truly possible within ourselves and others. And I really felt like, I guess, in today's challenging times, it's so easy to focus on the doom and the gloom and what's wrong. But the problem with that is focusing on that limits our ability to see what's really possible and the silver lining through all this chaos, which we're in the middle of. And it limits our creativity and innovation. And those two happen to be some of the sorely needed leadership competencies in demand of today.
Yeah, and you know, it really applies. It applies to business. It applies to the business of living. And I just love what you said, because I really think there is a need for this type of, positive energy in business and in every other area. And one of the, the shift happens? Is that the one of the chapters that you open
yes.
the book with? I mean, you gotta speak to that, because that is terrific. It really does focus on the positive that everybody listening can identify with.
Well, thank you. And, of course, I always have to pronounce that really carefully, right? Shift happens.
I know. I love that.
People kind of think, well, did she say that? you know, the whole point for me to start this book off was just to get people some sense for what are we in the middle of right now. I like to use the analogy. It's like we're standing there, and sometimes it feels like there's the earthquake underneath our feet, and we're just trying to get our footing and get centered and get grounded, because there is so much speed of change happening out there right now. So I started the whole book with this idea that, listen, shift happens, and that we're in the middle of what we call the shift age. You know, we're coming out of the information age. We're moving into, with some of the brilliant futurists of the world are talking about, David Hull's one of those that talks about we're in the shift age, and that, and within that is a decade of transformation. And from 2010 to 2020 is the decade of transformation. And so what does that mean? That means that we are into, human achievement has brought us to this unprecedented point on the planet Earth. There's, when you think about it, there's no restraints in terms of time or distance or place, and technology has enabled us to have this electronic connectiveness now more than ever. I mean, you see that through, you know, Twitter and social media and everything else. So things are happening and happening really quickly. And so we're not going to recognize health the way we see it today, medicine or energy, all that's going to look differently. And we're also in what I think of this age of transformation and this age of transparency. I mean, today, if you're a leader and you're talking to folks and you're not being authentic and real, a picture can be taken and a video can be taken and it's on YouTube in a matter of minutes. You're not going to get away with the lies anymore. So everything's being dialed up, and that's unsettling for a lot of people. But I actually think that's a positive thing at the end. Truth will prevail, right? And that's what we're in the middle of here.
That is why, I'm telling you, that's one of the themes with, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to start the radio show, because in my own pursuit of trying to, you know, increase my self-development, I found that a lot of people weren't walking their talk, Susan, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's sad to say. And I said, you know, I would like to really have people that could share their tips that I could trust, that I would know they had integrity. All those things that you just mentioned that you share, that you find the trust, all those things
right.
that matter, you know, a moral compass. And that's why I'm just so grateful, you know, to have you on, because you're one of those people that does walk the talk. And I love that listeners can connect with you immediately. You're not saying, hey, we're exempt. You know, I'm not exempt. As Susan on national TV, I'm not exempt of dealing with things. But there is a way to transform those things to be, you know, more constructive, to give you a better life. And I think shift happens is just a great a great definition of describing that, what's going on with this awakening. But you have a lot to say about, and I love this term that you coined, I guess, conscious optimism, and talking about that awakening so that people listening today, you know, give them a flavor when they get your book, which I'm redirecting everybody, definitely get Susan's email and newsletter and go look at her beautiful face and how honest she, you can tell, you can feel the honesty through the computer screen, and she's on her video. You can meet her at steinbrecher.com. But talk about the conscious optimism for people in the awakening so that someone listening to you can say, you know what? I can do what Susan said. Yes, I can do this.
Thank you. This whole book is about awakenings, right? It's that. It's what I call the wake-up call, and that means starting to question what we're doing, how we're doing it, and why we're doing it. It's challenging the status quo and asking the questions. And conscious optimism is all about having or choosing to be optimistic unconditionally. So what do I mean by that? Often what we do is we say, I'm going to be happy if I have the right job, I make the right money, I live in the right house, I drive the right car. And we those are all external items, or that makes what I call unconscious, happiness. And the truth is, unconscious optimism is choosing to be happy no matter what is going on all around you. Because, listen, all the stuff around you is going to continue to happen. You have to figure out, how am I going to find my own happiness and my peace within the chaos happening around me? And that's really what this is about. It's looking for the silver lining, and it's asking the question, how is this happening? What is the purpose of it, of this happening to me? What can I learn from this? What will move me or propel me into a state of happiness based on what is happening around me? That kind of thing. It's choosing to find that happiness.
Mm. You know what I love about this? I mean, if that doesn't taste delicious to you people listening, I don't care what, where you are on planet Earth. I don't know anybody who doesn't want to find a silver lining. And just listening to you, Susan, I feel so much better. I feel so much better knowing, wow, there's something in there. There's always something to learn. There's always something good, no matter what the situation may be. And there's just so much hope in your definition of this conscious optimism. But it's something that you can help us achieve, right? I mean, isn't this something that, you know, you teach and you talk about in your book a lot, as far as authentically examining those things that seem to take us away from living in a consciously optimistic landscape?
Absolutely, because as I mentioned, part of the problem is that we think we're going to find our happiness through buying external things. We think that's going to provide it. And the truth is, I have no problem with buying, you know, external things that make, that can be beautiful, or surround ourselves in beauty and all of that. I'm all in for that. I think what I'm really trying to say here is, ask yourself the question, for what purpose am I making this purchase? What do I think this is going to do for me? And if you think it's going to buy the happiness, it probably isn't. Okay? So it's looking beyond that to say, how do I choose to be happy today? And one of the ways I love to do that is to ask people to do things like gratitude list. You know, looking for all the things that they're grateful for. And I don't care if you have to start with the lowest weighted items that seem really lame, you know. If you have to start with, I have nice hair, whatever. If you have to start with a low-hanging fruit, I'm okay with that. Because once you start with that, it builds and builds and builds, and then you really get to a place of pure appreciation. We always focus on what we don't have, and the reality is we are all so blessed on an amazing level. And if we don't start to recognize that, then we don't put ourselves in the right sort of energy frequency, which means we're going to attract even more of those good things to us. If we're in that lower vibration, that lower level of energy, we're only going to attract more harm versus good to us. So you need to elevate yourself into that state of gratefulness, and that's when you start attracting even more.
Mm-mm. And, you know, there's a lot of people, obviously, the secret law of attraction and all that. But, you know, I think that no matter what your faith, religion, God, universe, I think that there is something to be said for, you know, being the person you want to attract. And you
That's
attract
right.
like-minded individuals. And, you know, it's really amazing how if we force ourselves to start the process, it's amazing how the momentum builds. Like if I get up in the morning, I'm taking a shower, wow, I've got clean water to take a shower. How many people
right.
in the world don't have that? Or a roof over my head. I mean, those simple things that you're challenging us to be grateful for, it's not just those things. It's what you're saying. It's the momentum. It's getting on us with those eyes, you know, putting on those glasses to see things in a more positive way will open us to see more things in a positive way.
That's
and,
right.
You know, I love that. And you do it yourself because you walk your talk. But the key, I think, the reoccurring theme to me anyway, in the book and in your talks and when you're on TV, you really keep the focus on yourself. You really don't give somebody the magic bullet to change somebody else or get those outside things. You really focus on change you first.
Right.
And I would love for you to talk about that because, listeners, this is a key to unlock the door to a new life for you.
It truly is. Thank you for that because the reality is it's a waste of time to focus externally. Why? Because you don't get to control external. You don't get to change what somebody else does. We can woulda, shoulda, coulda, and wish all day long. You're hitting your head against the wall. The only thing you can actually change is yourself, what you say and what you do. And so, again, we spend so much time saying, well, that person shouldn't say that to me, or that person shouldn't do that, or I don't like what that person's doing. You know, if you and great, that may all be true, but you don't get to control that. So it's looking inside and saying, what do I need for myself to make myself happy? And another tool I love to use is what I call doing random acts of kindness. And that is things that are totally unexpected to make somebody's day. So a great example of that is one day I was driving through the Starbucks line, and I, you know, I'm in the line, and I decided I'm going to pay for the purchase of the person behind me in the car. And I have no idea what they ordered, and it doesn't matter to me. I remember saying to the guy at the window, I said, listen, I'm going to pay for mine. I'm going to pay for the person behind me. And he just stared at me like in disbelief. He says, you're going to do what? And I said, yeah, I'm going to pay for the order behind me. And he says, but you don't even know how much that is. He says, it doesn't matter. And he looked at me, and he says, oh, you know you're going to be blessed for this. And
oh.
I said, you know what? You're right, and I already am. And he said, wow, that's really great. So here we're having this little dialogue, which is kind of funny when you think about it. So he told me what the purchase price was, and I remember driving away feeling giddy. I mean, literally giddy, like I am going to make this person's day, and they have no idea what's coming until they pull up. Such, you know, it's so random, so unexpected. And, you know, that person's going to tell how many people about that, and it's going to make their day, and they're going to tell, you know, that's going to spread the goodness, if you will, and the kindness, and get people to think about doing things like that. And the best part is I had to make sure I drove away before the person could possibly thank me. It's not about thanking me. I wanted to do it just to do it, to plant the seed. So that's another way of elevating yourself and saying, what can I do that's going to make me happy and maybe make somebody else even happy?
Mm. You know, and it's such a simple thing, and, you know, you talk about, well, what you did for this person that you didn't even know, but I think sometimes that is the real genuine value is, are you doing something, check your motivation, you challenge us to check our motivation, are you doing something because, you know, you want payback, you want somebody to do you a favor, or are you doing it just because you genuinely want to make somebody else happy? And when you do that, it's like, you know, throwing the perfume. It has to stick to you first, you know.
That's
and hopefully
right.
You're throwing good perfume, you're not throwing the bad stuff, because whatever you give to somebody else, it has to, by virtue of the fact you're giving it, it has to be sticking to you first. So you want more happiness, you're telling people, give happiness, you know.
That's
if you
right.
want more love, give something loving. And it's really a different paradigm. And, you know, seeing you on CNBC and Money and all this, it really does work not only in business, but in everything, in the business of living. There isn't any place that I think your philosophy couldn't be beneficial. Is that what you're finding? Because I know you give a lot of, you know, heart-centered leadership programs, and you speak with all these big corporations, but you're talking to the everyday person as well, aren't you?
Absolutely. No, it affects all aspects of our life, personally as well as professionally. When you think about it just in your personal life, again, I mean, here's somebody in the Starbucks line. I don't know this person at all. It has nothing to do with business, right? Right. So that just is, what do I want for myself? What do I want for others? How do I plant the seeds? It's the ripple effect. So think about it's just doing something kind for yourself and doing something kind for somebody else. And that works just as well at home, believe me, as it does at work. So absolutely all aspects of life are affected by this.
Yeah, it's the old St. Francis, gee, I can't hear what you're saying. Your actions are speaking so loudly, you know. It's like, hey, you know, and that's so great. And I really respect that, and I get so inspired by people like you who really spread that, because you're definitely planting good seeds in the garden of so many lives with these philosophies and patterns. And obviously this is why you have a best-selling book, because people need this and want it. But going mental, share with listeners about that, because I found that to be a very interesting, definition of changing or working on belief systems that we all have.
Absolutely. Going mental is my way of saying, listen, we all, I believe nobody jumps out of bed in the morning with the intention of messing up somebody else's life, okay? Or even
their
own,
unless
right?
They're a sociopath, Susan, which, you know, there are
some exceptions.
And I've met some.
Yeah, I always say there's a few exceptions to that. But really, most people come from the best of intentions. So then the question becomes, how is it possible that you see people behave the way they do? The reality is that we really take on belief systems based on our life experiences, and I call them a mental model. So, in fact, in my executive coaching practice, I help uncover people's mental models because they run your life more than you know. And I call it, you know, I like to use the analogy of a mental model is like sprinting on a treadmill with no permission to get off. You are just running and running and running, and you have no idea why you're running, but you just are. You're sort of in autopilot. Those are the deep beliefs, these prevailing beliefs, and they'll serve us very well in our life, but they'll also not serve us well in our life. And so what I like to do is I do kind of a background life story with somebody, uncover those mental models, those prevailing beliefs, and say, let's honor how they've served you, let's talk about how they haven't, and then let's reframe those into something that's going to serve you more so that you can now start consciously behaving in different ways. And sometimes you got to fake it before you make it just to start practicing the new behaviors. But uncovering those beliefs and realizing how much they're running the show or running your life, often unbeknownst to us, is the first step. And that's very important so that we get conscious about why we're doing what we're doing.
Mm. And, you know, it's so true, because I think any of us right now on the call, wherever we are, you know, we can read about something or we can hear about something, but until we actually experience it ourselves, until that reality becomes true for us, it really doesn't have that same motivation. So you're really challenging people to say, okay, just because you haven't had this personal experience doesn't mean you won't, you can't. So let's find ways for you to experience these things, and then it can become a part of the fabric of who you are, which will give you the ability to do all these other great things that you're teaching and talking about. So, you know, I think that it's a perfect segue to direct people to your website, because you really need to get a new way of thinking before you're going to get a new way of being and doing and all of that great stuff that we want in good change. If you go to Susan's website, steinbrecher.com, you're going to find a great blog there. You're going to find all of her events. You're going to find free resources. You're going to be able to follow her on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn. You're going to find links to obviously get her book, Custom Design Training. And really, I encourage you, this is a free resource, and you're not going to be able to get that new garden of your life growing If you're not buying the right seeds and putting them in the ground, you have to get the right seeds from the right person, or you're just going to get more of the same. And one of the things that I love is you have a free newsletter. I think the most recent blog post, the 7 simple ways to make your workday more calm and productive.
Right.
I mean, you have all sorts of great things that you really are gently grabbing each one of our hands in a very personal way and saying, look it, I've done this. You can do it. It's a process. But, you know, just one step at a time, and you'll start to see that change. You know, flowers don't open up in 2 seconds. It takes time over a course of days for them to come into full bloom. And really, you're helping us do the same with our lives.
Well, thank you. That's certainly my intention, right? My intention is to help people make the most of their lives. And we're all in this together. Listen, no one's perfect. We all have our bumps along the way. But together and collectively, if we share those best practices, if we spread those seeds, as you said, it becomes that ripple effect. You know, we're all in this together, and so no one person's going to do this alone. And so take advantage of all the opportunities that everybody out there is providing, all of us, right?
Without a doubt. So tell people how they can connect with you on Twitter and all that, and because you've got a great Twitter following. You've got a lot of fans everywhere. Before I start getting into what's your favorite chapter and what's the takeaway for listeners today in this age of imagination, but I want to make sure people know how to connect with you, because that's the most important thing, that they can take one action today. I'm telling you, connect with Susan. Surround yourself in transformation. You are who you associate with. Susan is somebody that you want to know and get more of what she has. So tell us how to do that.
Well, the best way certainly is to go directly to the website. Again, it's steinbrecher.com, steinbrecher.com, because that's where they can connect and see the blogs and connect on Twitter and LinkedIn and all of those. That's probably the best one-stop shop vehicle to do that. I loved writing this book. I loved interviewing. There's so many people and so many independent chapters with independent thoughts, because I really wanted to share so much, and I thought this was the best vehicle to do it. It's not necessarily the front-to-back read. You can pick up at any chapter, and whatever theme resonates with you the most, you can just go straight to that if you wanted to. I've tried to cover a lot of ground in this, but the commonality amongst the 20 chapters is really about taking care of self, others in this planet. And so in the age of imagination, as you brought up, you know, that's one of my chapters talking about that. And that is, you know, it's going to take more imagination and creativity. I speak to people like Julia Cameron in there and TED Talks and all of those. And it's all about what we know in order to get through the challenging times is that we're going to need more innovation and creativity. Even Daniel Pink's coming up with his research saying that's going to be the new competency of the future. And with that, we give ourselves permission to explore and to really look at what's important in our lives and navigate through that. So it's just been a joy to write this book and a joy to share the word.
Well, I'm telling you, you are rocking the world. You are just like the positive energy person. You can feel it through the airwaves just here right now on the call or on the screen and so forth. But you've been asked so many questions, but in your career and your speaking and on TV and everything, but is there something that you always wish somebody had asked you that they never did that you want to share with people today?
Well, I think the main thing is for people to really get, you know, where we are, you know, this whole, it's just so easy to get caught up in the drama of daily life, walk around unconsciously. It's so easy to forget that we're all interconnected and we simply need each other to survive. I think with all of our challenges, my hope is to remember the silver lining is out there. Life happens to all of us. But when unsettling events happen, ask the question, how is it possible this is happening? What is the lesson to be obtained here? Because I promise you, if you ask that, you will find it. I think the desire to be ever climbing and then sort of the proverbial ladder, if you will, hoping that, you know, I'm going to get to the top of this, and without really questioning, is this what I even want? What is it that we really want? I mean, you know, when I ask people, what do you want, they can tell me what they don't want. Most people have a really hard time telling me what they want. So I really invite people to explore and sit down and say, what brings me joy? Make the list. what makes me joy? What makes me happy? What brings joy in my life? What is it that puts a smile on my face? And start consciously doing more of those things. Fit those things into your schedule. Again, that makes you puts you in a certain kind of a conscious space. It elevates your energy level. It attracts more of those things to you. That's how you get out of the doom and gloom and moving step by step, sometimes it's baby steps, into this higher elevation of energy that attracts more good things to you. That's really my wish and my hope for all.
Wow, I'm telling you, you are such a blessing. And you've just, you know, brought so many great minds together, and you're just helping us all think outside of the box and consider all those possibilities, that modern awakening. It's really wonderful, and we can all be better tomorrow than we are today. I mean, isn't that the real message, that we're not finished yet? And
that's right.
This may be this moment in time, if you're listening, whether you're live or in recording. I don't think people get here by accident. I think it's you get what you need when you need it, and it's just amazing. You know, one of the things that I wanted to share with people, that you really do have a lot of other stories with a lot of your colleagues, like Byron Katie, Marcy Shymoff, James Van Prague, Peggy McCall, Mike Michalowicz, we love him. He's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Just so many people that, you know, you've done all the work for us. And I think I just want to thank you for that, because you know, for like $15, you could get a book that, you know, has all that information in one place. It's almost like a reference guide and a manual. It's got so much information in it. I don't know how long it took you to write, but
a long time.
It's unbelievable how much information you have in there. And you know, I just have to thank you for that, because I'm looking forward to your next book, but you've got so many tidbits in here. You can read it and reread it. It's like a reference guide in a lot of ways. Do you hear that?
It really is. I hear that a lot, and I really wanted to provide the one-stop shop, right? So we're covering a lot of different topics, but these are all the things that are happening out in our world today, and I wanted people to have exposure to that. I wanted them to hear straight from the horse's mouth of some of the experts and some of these people doing unbelievable things with their lives, so that would be inspiration for people, so people would have hope and believe that anything is possible, because I truly believe that. And I'd love to mirror what you just said there, Deb, because I really believe that nothing is by accident. Things happen for a reason. People come into our lives. Material comes into our lives. It happens to me every day. And that's when to take advantage of that, that's when I stop and I pause and say, huh, isn't that interesting? Why did that person come into my life today? What is that really about? And I want to take it to the next step. I don't want to just say, oh, that's interesting. I want to ask the question, because when I ask the question, is when I start doing the soulful work around, what is it about that message that I'm supposed to hear today? What is that I heard that connects with what's going on with me today? How does that relate to the struggles I'm in the middle of? Asking those questions, trust me, by asking you find the answers, and then really listen, get quiet and get still and listen. And it surfaces for you. Again, I just don't believe there's accidents at all.
Exactly. I mean, you're speaking, and I'm thinking, Albert Einstein, I mean, who's going to argue with how smart he was? And I
think
one of his quotes was, either all of life is a miracle or none of it is.
There you go.
And you're talking about, hey, everything, this conscious living, right?
Yes.
Paying attention to what you're thinking about, paying attention to what's being said, being an active participant in your own life. Wow, rather than just going as you started out. This social media rampage, it's like you're just lost being shifted by the waves. But what your book, what you're about, what your brand is, I think, is about being deliberate and making a difference and doing things for the right reason and the right way. And that begins with your own eyesight. And there's just so many great questions. You know, I always think great coaches are the ones that ask the great questions. And you ask great questions. I mean, it's like, wow, I never thought about that, or I never, you know, because that opens up a whole new world, is having the right question.
It does. And one of the things I'd love to share about that is I really want people to think about, when you think about the right questions, I want to get people to shift into more of the what questions and not always the why questions. So for example, instead of saying, why is this happening to me? When you hear that question, it gives a little bit of a negative sort of vibe to it, does it not? Instead of is, for what purpose is this happening? Now, feel the difference in those two questions. Why is this happening to me feels victim, and for what purpose, or what is it about the situation that's causing me to pause? Listen to the difference of those two questions. So it's not only asking powerful questions, it's really making sure you're asking them in a resourceful way. What is it about this I'm supposed to learn? What is this event telling me? Not, why is this happening to me? How, you know, not, poor me.
Yeah, the stinking thinking and victim mentality, we got to dump that drama and those demons of doubt. We are doing some spring cleaning here, friends. We are we're dumping junk, okay, in your head, spring cleaning. And, you know, it's just like, why? Sometimes we don't need other people to be mean to us. Sometimes we do a good job all on our own.
Oh,
you
my
know?
Gosh, yes. We beat ourselves up immensely. We are really good at that.
Yeah, it's like, stop it. Be nice to yourself. You're awesome.
Yeah.
And you know, it's people like you that it's great the work you're doing because you're reminding everybody to be their best. And the best is yet to come. Well, you know, I'm really sad because we're running out of time now. I hope that I can put you on the spot and ask you to come back again.
Oh, I'd love to.
I would love for you to, and the people that are listening, I think they're all applauding as well, saying, yes, yes, absolutely. And, you know, we can take some of these specifics, go into a little bit more detail, because you have so much to say. You are really shining your light real bright, and the world needs you, and you're helping so many people. Just you're just a real blessing, and I can't thank you enough for the work you do, and sharing your shine with us. Wow, this is awesome.
Oh, thank you, and you as well. I mean, you're putting amazing things out in the world, so you're to be congratulated for that as well.
We're just the best people we know, Susan. The best people we know, club members, executive officers, Mutual Admiration Society. Yep, that's us. All right. Well, let people know again how to connect with you on Twitter and your website and get your book and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. Best one-stop shop would be the website at steinbrecher.com. Obviously, through there, you can connect through Twitter, Steinbrecher, Inc., and we have Facebook pages and LinkedIn and everything else. So the one-stop shop is just to go to steinbrecher.com, steinbrecher. Love to have people come, take away all the freebies. Hopefully we'll do something for every person every day that provides a little bit of light, a little bit of hope and belief and inspiration. That's what I'm all about.
Oh, you definitely are, and you walk and you talk. And listen, last I checked, none of us are staying, so you better just live your life large and be the best you were created to be. And we all help each other, Susan, and you're out there stepping out in courage. You're helping. That's what our community of positive people are about. So get out there and make sure you connect with Susan. And don't forget, this is a free service to all of you listening, and the only way that it's we're able to bring you beautiful people that can give you tips and tools that you can trust, like Susan has, is by keeping us going and growing. And you can do that by sharing the show with a friend. If something that Susan said touched your heart and you know somebody in your family, somebody at work, maybe you know somebody that's looking for a keynote speaker or somebody that needs a gift, graduation, this is a great gift. This book would be a perfect gift for a graduate. You know, go and share this show. Say, hey, listen, I was listening to Susan, and she's a real person, and she has a real life, and you can relate to her the way I related to her. Listen to this. And that's what we do, I think, in helping each other. And it doesn't take a lot of time, and it doesn't even cost anything. And, you know, the book, it's self-investment and one-stop shopping. So go out there and connect with Susan Steinbrecher at steinbrecher.com. And we'll have you back sooner than later, I hope, Susan.
Thank you. I'd love to.
All right. Well, go out, everybody, and make it a great day. Be a blessing. Susan's stepping out in courage. She's taking her talents and her passions, and she's sharing them with you so that you can help learn what she's learned. Hey, you can't live the, I don't know how old Susan is. She's a beautiful young woman. But the idea is that you might not be able to live everything that Susan lived. But what a gift to be able to get all of her wisdom and knowledge in that book. Oh, my goodness. I mean, you can't live, you know, those many years. years, but you can read these pages and you can experience what she's experienced. And she's brought together all these people in this one resource. So, you know, you're worth it. You have to know that you're worth it. And you can connect with her. She's great on Twitter. She gets back to you. She's a real person, okay? She's a real life person. And she's just a terrific jewel in the crown of living. So make sure you connect with her. Share the show with a friend. And in the famous words of Oscar Wilde, remember to be yourself because everybody else is already taken. Go out and make it a great day. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.